Welcome to 80s Pop Tops. My name is Shelby, and this episode will be another one of our off-the-charts episodes, not one of our usual weekly countdowns. Hey, everybody. What happens when you combine rock, soul, jazz, and dance music? Well, in my case, you end up with one of my favorite types of music. It is called funk. You know, funk is very loosely defined as a combination of jazz, R&B, and dance music. I would also argue, at least in the type that I really enjoy, it has values of rock instrumentation. But mainly it's music that has instrumentation with rhythms and just improvisations just like jazz itself. So it runs a whole list of a bunch of different things. So what I'm going to do is review a few of my favorite 80s funk songs. One of these songs I will eventually have to cover in a countdown, but I tried to avoid that as much as possible. I will describe to you why I picked that one song when we get to it. But these are just some of the best funk songs from the 80s that I could find, and I think you'll enjoy listening to them. With that being said, let's start our list at number 5. That was the 1981 song Super Freak by Rick James. As you can see, when the 80s had begun, funk was really a big genre in the 70s. You had your Parliament Funkadelics. You had Cool in the Gang. You had everybody was doing something, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So it was a very big, big genre that was around. So the 80s kind of kept it going. This is one of the first big ones. Rick James had done this. He said when he had done the album, this wasn't his favorite song on the album, but he wanted something white folks could dance to. Wow. Anyway, so he wanted to get them on the floor. Now, this song, all sample, also appears in the 1990 song, You Can't Touch This. I'm sure most of you know that. So it had a very long history. Another thing about this song is the video. This was one of those videos that kind of like was the touch point for MTV. They did not play this video. Why? Well, their reason was it's not a rock song. So this was led to the MTV's saying that they didn't play black artists, or the black artists, especially Rick James was one of the loudest ones to say this. This eventually led to them, the record company for Michael Jackson, strong-arming MTV into playing Michael Jackson and kind of corrected them. So this song has a big history, but now I want to go on to the next one. Now, the next one is from an artist that Rick James had sort of a beef or like a rivalry with. There was a show on Showtime, I think, or was it Cinemax, where it talked about the beef between these two artists, Rick James being the super freak, loved the party, loved to have fun, was just crazy and wild, and our next artist, Prince, kind of got into it with each other because of different styles. Now, as I said, this song will show up on our countdown because it was one of the bigger songs, and definitely it was a top five hit for Prince in 1984. The reason why I want to play this one now is this is one of my top songs of all time. I love this song for many reasons. It's a combination of the funk, the rock. It's just a song I've loved my whole life, and I always consider it one of the best songs ever made. With that being said, let's go ahead and let's go crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking him how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady, more friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard. I'm not gonna let the elevator break us down. No, no, let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Let's look for the purple banana. We'll be right back.
That was Let's Go Crazy by Prince. This was his 1984 hit off of his album and soundtrack to Purple Rain. We will get to Prince, obviously, around 1984. As I just stated, he is one of my favorite artists, this being my favorite, if not favorite of all time, song. As you can see, to me, funk has always been a combination of rock instruments and dance and rhythm and blues. Now, they also will say that it has bits of jazz thrown in, improvisations, breakdowns, where they just riff off of each other, which is true, especially if you listen to, like, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, which unfortunately was in the 70s, so I won't be able to play them. But those songs are amazing, too. If you want to listen to some of the precursors and the most amazing funk soundtracks of ever, go look for George Clinton. He's amazing, and he'll definitely show you what it's about. But unfortunately, he fell just outside of our time range I was using, so unfortunately, he's not included in this compilation. So now we're going to move on to our next song. Now, this group did do some songs in the 70s and had this one in the 80s. As I said, these are all the ones that I really like. So let's take a listen to Mr. Kool and the Gang.
Outgoing, but I love her so. Mistake.
That was the 1984 song by Kool & the Gang, Misled. As I've said before, Kool & the Gang also had some great ones from the 70s. If you want to go and check them out, they did funk real well. So they were old hats at it. They had done it real well. This was just another one of their wonderful songs. There's some I didn't include. Get Down On It was an early 80s one. If I'm not mistaken, Jungle Boogie is theirs. That's an awesome one. And that's a 70s one. And if you're interested in any of this kind of music, you should check out that song. So as we go on to our next song, this song came out a little bit earlier in the decade. This band is not a one-hit wonder. They didn't have many pop Billboard Hot 100 hits, but they were a big act on the soul R&B charts because of their sound. And this was definitely one of a big-time funk song. To me, this song is always one of those songs I think of when I think of sporting games, especially football, at least American football. Whenever I hear this song, it just reminds me of a certain game I remember watching. And every time my quarterback would throw a long pass and hit somebody and hit score, this song would just go off in my head. So that's what I think of every time I hear it. So let's just take a quick listen to You Dropped a Bomb on Me.
You dropped the bomb on me.
You dropped the bomb on me, baby.
That was 1982's You Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Band. Now, the reason why I played this a little bit later in our list, since it wasn't came out a little earlier, is this was where things began to change a little bit. This song used synthesizer, which, welcome to the 80s, everything eventually was going to use synthesizers. So your funk song started using synthesizers, computerized drum beats, drum rolls, drum machines, anything to make the sound different and make the songs unique, and the things just kept rolling. Now, as I've said before, a genre never quote-unquote dies. It just changes. And as the 80s rolled on and the emergence of hip-hop, everything started to get rolled into that or started to change into different forms of that. Funk never went away. It's just its rules and styles were turned into other sub-genres. One we are going to listen to right now, this was the beginning of short-lived, at least this what it was officially called, New Jack Swing, the late 80s, early 90s, again, with some amazing songs. I wanted to add a couple in here. Unfortunately, they came out in 1990, so again, that fell right out of my range. So I found one that fits right in with it, and we're going to listen to that in a few minutes. But I just want you to understand, disco, funk, rock and roll, nothing is dead. It's just different and played in different styles, and everything is so segmented now that it's hard for people. Always say things are dead, things aren't as much as popular as anymore. They're still around. There's still enough people that like them. Don't ever listen. If you like something and somebody tells you it's dead, they just are trying to say that it's never played oversaturated, like the big thing, but it's never dead. Just keep that in mind. Nothing ever dies in music. It just fades and churns into something else. With that being said, this is 1989's My Prerogative. So you will definitely hear the beginnings of funk turning into New Jack Swing.
Strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong. Spreading myself around.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Just let me live.
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need my own decision.
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
I can do what I want to do.
It's my prerogative.
Can you live my
That was 1989's My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. And that will bring our music section of this week's little episode to an end. As I said, as the 80s ended, funk was still around, just in a different form. New Jack Swing is definitely taking off. There was still your R&B, dance music. It would never go anywhere. The songs I originally wanted to use were Poison or Do Me by Belle Biv DeVoe. Of course, both of those came out in 1990. So I kind of went with somebody else who was in the same band previously as those guys, Bobby Brown. All this, as it was began to change, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis started doing this with Janet Jackson about a year earlier. Their music started to come these kind of synthesized dance grooves and instrumentations and just really took off. And sort of a side note, there's a song on Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation album, came out in 89, Black Cat. That is an amazing song. I don't consider that song funk. That's just a pure rock song. So that's why I did not include that one. But it's definitely something you may want to take a listen to if you liked any of this or any of those other songs I may have mentioned. Do Me, Poison, those are awesome as well. There's also Motown Philly by Boyz II Men. As I said, this was all coming out beginning of the 90s, so funk wasn't going away. It just was had a new label slapped on it, and eventually it'd have another new label slapped on it. It's not going anywhere. Just remember, don't let anybody ever tell you that your favorite music form has died. It's around there somewhere. It just has a different mask on. And with that being said, guys, I'm really glad you enjoyed me here for another episode of Off the Charts. Next week, we'll be back to our usual weekly countdown in 1981. February. So until then, have a great week and I'll see you soon. Bye.